Well, I'm going to go ahead and call the meeting to order because it's seven. It's the Budget Committee meeting. This is June 16th. And we'll start. What? June 11th. I'm sorry. It says 11 right there. And we'll start with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Okay, let's start with the minutes from our last meeting.
I had a change. When it said Susan on the one, two, three, fourth paragraph down where it said Susan, we'll check with the auditors.
Yes.
I didn't want to check with the auditors. I didn't think that was a good idea, but I thought we, and I listened to the tape again.
I thought you, that's what you said.
I was excited to hear.
No, no. If you go back to the thing, it says, who wanted me to check with the auditors? But I didn't because I didn't think it, and I said right then that if, I didn't think we should involve them at this point, but some of the things aren't exactly word to word with the video, with the audio.
With that audio?
I didn't say I was going to. I did say I was going to notify the financial people.
So why didn't you just say, Susan will check on this and leave out the auditors? How's that? We change it to that.
What line is that?
It's at the very end. It's about the revolving fund under the expenditure report. About the revolving fund.
First paragraph under old business.
So is that,
Yeah, that's.
That's okay.
I guess I checked on the other. I did the other financial things.
Can I take that out and what did you want to say?
Just stop the, or the two words.
Susan will check on this or something.
Okay.
Instead of check
on the revolving fund.
In that same, on the old business up above, it said Lynn suggested having a treasurer and a trust fund attend the meeting. Actually, Sue said that they offered to come in. It was not
the trustees.
It was not my suggestion.
So I can tell you verbatim what it said because I listened to it three times.
I listened to the tape also.
Okay.
So Sue said that they offered to come in and
the trustees have offered to come in.
I thought, well, okay. But what about the
trustee and fund board offered, not Katie or and Tamara offered to come in.
Yeah.
But not, or Katie didn't. And then you said we have over 1 million in accounts, 191 interest is ridiculous. Have them come in. At number nine, minute nine, Lynn says Katie could explain to us and find out when they want to come in. I'll ask, and then I said, I'll ask them to come in, which I did.
But previously you said that they offered to come in, and in the beginning of that sentence.
The trustee of the trustees, yes. Tamara didn't even know about coming in. You know what I mean? Neither did Katie that I know of. I hadn't asked them. We had just decided at that meeting, I thought the board wanted them to come in. The committee wanted them to come in. That's the understanding I got from all of this.
Yes.
I understood that they offered. And then we said, okay, good idea.
But they're not coming.
They're not coming.
Well, they will if we ask, though.
No, I don't think they'll come back. They were asked. They were coming, except for the treasurer. And now they're not. They were told not. They didn't need to come.
Yeah.
Not by me.
I think when we talk about the new business and the emails that we've been receiving, it'll make sense.
Yeah. When, once we get over the minutes, we'll talk about that whole issue.
Yeah.
Okay. Any other changes or corrections to the minutes? Is there a motion to approve the minutes?
As amended.
As amended.
I'll make the motion as amended.
Susan makes the motion. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Bill seconds it. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, the minutes are approved as amended. Okay, the questions for the town. So
could we do something before we start that? All of that? Because Could I clarify something? And I'd like the minutes to show this, so I'm going to go very slow. I want to clarify some procedures. If the budget committee or a member has a question for the school, how is that addressed? What's the procedure?
We tell the school board representative, and she comes back with the information.
Yes.
Okay, we don't tell you.
We're at a meeting. But if you have a question next week, okay, let's say at a meeting, we're all here together, and so we tell Stephanie. If you have a question next week, you are not supposed to go straight to Stephanie. Okay? So if you have a question next week, the board has to agree that we want to forward that question.
Through you.
And then I will tell Stephanie. But when we're at a meeting.
And then who will answer it? Stephanie.
Yeah.
Okay, because she's the liaison for the school.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That clarifies that. If a budget committee member or the budget committee has a question for the town, how is that addressed? What's the procedure?
Same thing.
Same thing if it's here? And if not?
If not, we have to agree that we want to ask that question.
Right, but the selectman's liaison is supposed to be doing that, not someone else.
Answering our questions, yes.
Yes.
Just or the liaison.
The liaison answers the question.
Okay.
And like if I'm not here, I usually check the minutes to see what the questions are. Or Lynn will send a recap.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, I don't think she gets involved with your stuff.
I just, like if she's not here, sometimes I say the question.
So, when the budget committee has asked for a meeting, okay, and it says right here, Lynn suggested having the treasurer and trust fund.
Well, that's not quite the way it happened, but go ahead.
Okay.
Excuse me for a second. Josh is trying to get into the meeting.
Oh.
I tried to put in the link for the budget committee agenda. Is anyone else on Zoom?
Yeah, I'm surprised Ryan's not, to tell you the truth.
Sorry about that.
It just says one participant and no waiting.
Yeah.
So if you click on the participant.
I wonder if he has the right number.
Yeah, do we use this?
Is it the same number every meeting?
Yeah.
8101. It's on here.
Yeah, it's a telephone number.
Yeah, 43-8101.
And we figured that would be early. That started back with COVID.
Yeah, ask him if that's the...
Click on that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's just a town office.
So don't click on invite.
Can he hear us or not? He can't even hear us.
In the wall.
I'd ask him to check his...
It says the host is in another meeting.
Allow participants.
Did we join through this meeting here?
Do the waiting room.
That only just puts people in the waiting room as opposed to coming directly in.
Right, but will it at least show him? Or he can't even, he's not even on there.
Yeah, I just want to make sure we're in the right Zoom. Yeah.
The town offices. Let me see what it says online.
Yeah, can you get in? Can you get on? Can you try it or not?
I don't know how to get on, but sent him the numbers and asked him if he's got the correct ones, and he hasn't responded.
I think you can get on from the website.
Cell service is not great.
Oh, that might be it. Are you getting in?
All right, now I just need to find the boards, committees, budget. Agenda. Now, can I get... Nope. Join Zoom meeting.
He said he'll be here in 5 minutes.
Okay.
Coming here instead.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, maybe the baby wouldn't go to sleep.
Bring it.
Yeah.
So, Steph, are you trying to get in now?
I was trying to go. I thought there'd be a link on the website, but...
There is. Isn't there with the...
Meeting agenda includes...
Go on the meeting agenda. Click on that. See, at the bottom. There it is right there.
It calls it. It doesn't.
Oh, but it's not connecting?
It's not a link.
It's not a link.
It's not a link. It's just the information. You have to go to Zoom and put in the meeting ID and the password.
Do you have something members, or what is it, Google member? What do you have for meetings?
Something. I don't have anything because I don't.
You don't need to do that.
No, I guess off the record, so to speak. But Linda and I were emailing when I was first elected to the board that I couldn't pull up all of the forms because I don't use Google. I use other things.
Mm-hmm.
So I just have to wait for it to be posted on the site for me to see most of the stuff.
Oh, really?
But some things I can see, like if it's in an email, I have it. But if there's, you know.
Other outside, yeah.
Seems to work fine for me. But I don't use Google, so I don't have.
We don't use Google.
Except for the town email.
All right, I'm going to try and join.
I'm trying.
Town office's personal meeting room. Another host has another meeting in process. That's so.
Nobody else has another meeting tonight, do they? If you go to the calendar.
So then there should be a setting on there that would allow others to join.
Mm-hmm.
But I forget where that is. Maybe under settings or more.
I've always just got it like this. Let's see here. Budget committee. Oops, budget committee.
Could you go over a little bit more?
Under more.
Yeah, under more.
So
options.
Record on this computer. Record options.
Oh, that's, no, we don't. Okay. So then, at the top right, there should be a picture or something up there.
Sign in and view.
Yeah, I can't see from this the glare.
Speaker gallery, immerse.
See, mine is highlighted.
Video.
So I can go right in there. I just open the agenda and I can go right on that. That link. Yours isn't highlighted. See, I can go right on.
Oh, no.
But I don't know if I want or if she wants. Do you want me to try it?
I tried.
I got the same thing. The host.
Oh, you're on?
No, it says the host has another meeting in process.
It must be set to private or something.
Is there a possible it's still on with another meeting?
I wouldn't think so.
No, because I don't think the trustees use, they don't use Zoom. They're up at the old. Meeting alert. You have a meeting that is currently in progress. Please start a new meeting. Do you want to start a new meeting? Please end it to start a new meeting. I'm going to end the other meeting. I don't know whose it is.
It's us. Oh. This meeting has been ended.
Okay. Now you want to start over?
Yeah.
Okay. She does that over there. Yeah, because it said participants one.
Okay, so.
Oh, here we go. There's a bunch coming in. Yeah.
Join the meeting? We?
Wait. Let's.
Ryan Young is on now. Okay. They can get in now.
Yeah, but we're not in.
Oh. Oops.
This isn't what I usually go to, so I have to do it different.
Ryan, can you wait my mic's up?
Okay, so.
Oh, good. Ryan?
So join. Launch meeting, right? Or it's connecting.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, see, there's another town off. Oh, here we
go.
Oh,
there we go.
Yep.
Now
there's participants.
There we go.
There we go.
All right. We hear you.
Hi, Ryan.
Okay, can you?
I think you have your end muted, so I can't hear you.
Oh. Oh, yeah. I'm muted.
There we go.
You hear
it? I'm back here.
Let me shut him up over here.
Okay. Now we don't see you. Oh, wait. Oops. Yeah.
Let me cancel.
And right.
This should be quiet on my end.
All right.
Why is it not quiet?
Why are we here?
Right here, I'm trying to quiet it.
I told Josh that he wants to go back home.
But we usually see Ryan up there.
Yeah.
So we go to participants. Oh, there he is.
Where? Oh, there. Ah, now we see you. Okay, now we're good. And you can hear us okay?
I'm going to shut this off. I hope I don't hear it again.
Yeah.
Because it's just. Yeah, I'll just shut the whole thing off.
Okay.
Here we go.
Now I think we're good.
Okay.
Okay, Sue, you were.
So that was the question is the same procedure. And then the other question was when the budget committee has asked for a meeting with town officials to find out who does what, et cetera, and the town liaison is asked to invite them, what's the procedure for that? Why was that canceled?
Well, I don't think. I'll tell you what happened in this situation. Katie couldn't come. We have a new person in finance. Mm-hmm. She was uncomfortable by herself. So they
Melissa
said,
was invited.
I'm telling you, this is, I didn't, I got information one step at a time.
Okay.
So they said, well, if you can give us an idea of what questions you have, we can come prepared. So I sent everybody an email. I said, tell me what the questions are and what you want, and I got no responses. So if we had no additional questions, they were not comfortable coming.
Who's they? Tamara said she'd be here.
Well, apparently she wasn't anxious to do that.
Okay. I wonder why.
She lives in Rochester.
Oh, and she's new. She was going to get comp time, yeah.
But I think it was more Katie had other plans.
I know Katie didn't want to come.
So then I said, well, if we don't have any additional questions, there's no point in making them all come in for us to say, well, we have no more questions.
It wasn't questions, though, Lynn. It was a discussion. We were going to have discussion on who does what, when. I mean, that's what we were asking about revolving accounts, something like that. And the purpose for getting them all together is if one couldn't answer it, probably someone else could. That's why Melissa was invited. And I said, you know, I said to her, I said, is it okay if I ask Melissa to come to back? I mean, she was ready to come on the 11th, and then someone got a hold of her and decided. And she never told me she wouldn't come. So I don't know why the thing was canceled. I just think.
I got a lot of pushback.
From who?
Katie and, Tamara, she didn't speak to me directly, but.
Who'd she speak to?
I don't know. I just was told that this is how she feels, that she was.
You were told by whom?
I don't know, Sue.
Oh.
Okay. I talk to people all day. I can't remember every single person.
Right.
So they weren't comfortable, and so I didn't see the point in making them come if they didn't want to. We'll write down our questions, and we'll submit them, and then we'll get our answers. We are not in a position to compel them to come.
No,
we can
you're right.
invite them,
mm-hmm.
but if they don't wish to come, we can't compel them to do that.
You're right, but it wasn't just for questions, Lynn. If you go back and listen to the tape, and you said you did, you were asking about the interest and said, this is foolish. Katie can explain it to us.
Well, it's all, but they did. They emailed and explained
But there
that.
Were several things we were asking about revolving funds. Who explained that?
Well,
anybody?
I thought you were going to the auditor for that. But.
No.
Yeah, I thought, you said you were going to go, I thought that too.
No.
Okay, so.
It wasn't just questions, it was to familiarize. We have a good committee here who are interested, in my opinion, in learning how things operate and how they run. Mm-hmm. And I think that was going to be a collaboration where we could have a discussion, ask questions. Who does this? Do you know who takes care of the revolving fund? We might not have to go to the auditors, which I wouldn't suggest doing anyway. But why wouldn't we want to meet with the people in charge of the financial things? We're on the budget committee, and I think it was decided, but I'm not going to beat a dead horse. I just think it's insulting to me. I'll tell you how I feel. For me to be the liaison, and many times just go, somebody goes right around, generally, Glenn, no offense, but it's you, and you'll either get the answers to questions that I've already asked or I'm going to be asking or whatever, and not tell me you've got the answers, so I will go to a person and say, what's up with this or whatever? Well, I already answered that to so-and-so. It's very demeaning to me. You don't do it to Stephanie. You do it to the town. I think it's very, I'm just telling you, it makes me feel demeaned. This whole thing was embarrassing. And I can show anybody all the emails that I sent. And I told them it was for a collaboration and like that. And they asked for questions. I said, there's one specific thing or a couple that I heard discussed. But I said, they want to, you know, we want a discussion. I didn't want to scare anybody or anything else. They didn't seem, only one person seemed scared. And that was not the financial, the new girl. And it wasn't the trustees of the trust fund. So I don't know what happened in between times, but it will be remembered. And so if you can just promise me from now on, we discussed this, I thought last, or a couple of meetings ago, that if you have a question or they'll ask you the questions and then you'll send it to me instead of going around getting the answers yourself. Is that is that agreeable?
That's correct. As okay. long as you proceed with exactly what the budget committee requested.
Yeah, like we requested that meeting, so and it didn't happen.
That's correct.
You cancel it.
I did. Okay. I did. I got a lot of blowback, and we're not in a position to tell people they have to come here.
We are not.
So I said, all right, fine.
All right, so as long as we've got that figured out and that won't happen again, we can go on. I just had to get that off my... It's been bothering me for a while. And I find it better to address the person than go behind their back.
Absolutely.
Which obviously, I don't know what happens.
Well, people come to me too. I mean, so I'll we'll have to make it clear to everybody what the.
Well, go to the liaison. If you don't want to come to this meeting, go to the liaison. The liaison will tell the committee this, that you don't want to attend. But I mean, I'm not going to let, Tamara was going to attend and the trustees were going to attend. So they did not, I mean, and she said she was new. I said, we've explained that. I said, it's not, no one's done anything wrong. It's to ask questions, have a discussion, a collaboration. She was not, I want to stick up for her. She was more than willing to come. So I don't know who or what changed her mind, but she was more than willing to come. She answered right back. I can show you the emails, and then she wasn't. So as long as we have that straightened out, that's good.
Okay. So I think if we go back to the original question, Tamara gave us, it's at the very bottom of your pile, a revised revenue report. And if you look on the back side, in the middle, it has interest on investments. And that was what began this whole thing.
Yep.
Was the mm-hmm. the first column, the year-to-date, was...
Zero. That's a very low number.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So now, the year-to-date is 28,000, prior year's 28,000, the prior year's 26.
But she's still not done.
So, Steve Tremblay, for the record.
Oh.
My question was, you know, where was all the interest? And we learned, since our last meeting, mm-hmm. that someone was new... The only information they had put into the system was from January. Mm-hmm. So I asked the question, you know, when will we have all the information? And somebody worked very hard.
She said, I've been working tirelessly.
To get everything up to date.
She's very good.
So now, when we have this revised report, a lot of our questions were answered.
Mm-hmm.
So, not to choose sides, but I don't think people need to come here. They've already answered the questions in the report.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe there's still lingering questions, which will... flow through you.
Yeah. If we have any additional questions, we'll... But
that was the root cause, was we didn't have data.
Right. But now we do.
Now we do.
Mm-hmm. And so...
And there's no glaring missing 30 grand no, here, 300 yeah. grand here. You know, it's now accounted for.
I think
for.
That's pretty clear.
So, Bill Safi, so this interest on investments, is that the escrow account interest? Or is this interest on other investments?
I think it includes, it's not just that.
Do you know that for a fact?
It should be. For that amount of money, that would be just about right.
It would be good if we had someone here to answer it.
Almost $1 million.
Well, we can ask that question.
I would ask that question.
Okay.
Would
okay.
you say 2.2% or something as a return?
Well, she said she has CDs. So, you know, with the unreserved fund, she puts stuff in CDs and takes it out because that's sort of like the checking account for the town. They have to spend that so that she can't invest on
right.
the thing. So we'll ask, is that, so that's line
What is that reflective of?
3502.
3502. So this is bank interest.
Does not yet have any.
So which accounts are included in this?
Yeah.
Any interest from the CDs.
They probably could have answered that.
Yeah.
If they were sitting here.
Another, the bank balance we have a, was
we
much
had a bunch
higher.
Of questions.
Okay, so the bank balance in 2024 was higher, so.
Why? Look at the difference.
Probably because she hasn't updated it.
Okay, any other questions on that? Okay. So here's the, in, the we've got the investment policy for the town. Just for informational purposes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, the investment policy applies to transactions involving the financial assets and related activity. All of the foregoing funds, okay? Mm-hmm. It's good policy.
Well, I mean, it's all there. Pretty. Did anybody have any questions about the financial policy?
But there were a lot more at the last meeting that I wrote down here from the tape. I sent it to you, Lynn, when you asked for questions.
Well,
yes,
you didn't send it to me then, you sent it to me
or
yesterday.
Well, you asked for questions Friday. I had a house to burn Saturday. Okay, here it is, I found it.
You found the questions?
Yeah.
Okay, what questions?
And I said not necessarily questions for me. Additional questions on the tape, not necessarily for Tamara or limited to the town budget. The first one is list of town investments, not with the trustees, and the interest earned on each, with CDs, etc. How
that.
Decided?
That's right here.
Isn't that, now is that what the treasurer does? Right? She invests.
The treasurer does CDs. That's what she told me. I don't know if she does any stock. And or bonds. I know the trustees do.
It's right here. Whenever the town treasurer, Steve Tremblay again, whenever the town treasurer has in custody in excess of funds which are not immediately needed, the town treasurer shall invest in the same obligation as the U.S. government. So it says right here what they can invest in.
Right.
So this is an answer to one of our questions.
Yeah.
And it's right in the policy. So we wanted to know what they were, and she sent that, and how she decided which she'd invest. Correct? That's what it said on the tape. Is that?
Well, she sent us an email.
Oh, she did?
Kathleen, Katie did.
Oh, okay. I'll have to see when that came up. Second one, questions on the ambulance fund and how to address overspending the line.
Yeah, we still are waiting for that question, the answer to that question.
Who has the answer to that?
Separately, I'm not for this committee or the select board. I'm meeting with her so that I can help Mike understand the budget.
You're meeting with?
Tamara.
Oh, okay. So.
But it's separate. So if you want me to give that info to Sue, I will. But I just wanted to understand for myself because Mike comes to me with questions about budget and I'm like,
Yeah, so the question is just the process of transferring the funds from the revolving fund to pay for all those overspent items. So
you want me to meet with Tamara?
I'm meeting over there so I can explain it to Mike on Wednesday morning, and I can give you the info.
Yeah.
But I was just for...
That's good.
Because I'm in selectman rep for ambulance.
I know. So many chiefs, not many Indians.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because municipal accounting is much different than
what you're used to.
Regular accounting.
Yes, we found that out. Number three was the assessment abatements. Were they done?
Yes.
That was a question. And they were done just Monday night. the abatements. I don't know if you've got your answer yet, but I can give it to you.
I got a bill.
Oh, I can tell you what the answer was.
I don't know what the answer was.
I don't know why that hasn't been sent out yet.
How do the bills run? They said something April to April. So like the June bill that we got this year is
half of last year's.
Half of last year.
Yes. So the next bill will be higher because our budgets went up, the school and the town went up, and they were voted in. And the warrant articles, most were voted in.
I don't know, my bill already went up.
I know.
I don't know why people didn't file an abatement.
Because when I got the notice, I was on vacation, and the window to do it was this.
Well, it was till March.
No, April. It is.
It was till March.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, and you didn't know about it ahead of time. Yeah, I agree. Poorly.
So now you can do an abatement once a year?
When you get your tax bill, actually, you can't do it on the half bill because that's already determined by your last bill. But when you're saying your half bill went up?
Yeah, the current bill I have is like $1,000 more than it was last time.
Year.
Right, but because everybody, because the community voted to do the town budget, that's what, and in March, they voted to approve that. Mm-hmm. So... And last year, the budgets were up, too. They've never, not lately, have they ever gone down, the school and the town.
So the items we voted on are reflective in the bill we just got?
No, next year.
Well, why would the bill go up then, though?
For the year prior.
Because they've always gone up. And we keep saying we can't go up by 6%. It's not sustainable for people.
Yeah.
So the tax rate that was set in September was for
December.
Next year?
No, for December. It was going to, that bill went out in December, and that's what the tax rate was.
So you said the tax rate September. The bills went out in December, but
no,
it was
October,
for last year.
October and the end of October.
But those bills were for last year.
I'm not sure I understand the question.
So the tax bills that we got, it was January. Or December.
December. It was late December.
Very late.
Those tax bills were for the year 2024.
It says projected 2026. So they say it's projected at 10,000. So you pay 5,000 in December, January.
Yeah.
Then you pay another 5,000 in June. But it's a projected, so that at the end of the year, you're going to get the revised.
That's why December is usually more than July.
So,
but it shouldn't have gone up 1,000, I wouldn't think.
Mine did.
So well, I can't wait to
show
my
you.
Mailbox.
Yeah. This April versus last April
went
up.
The previous tax bill I got, I took all my assessments that I got from the town, to give you the piece of paper that says this property's worth whatever.
Yeah, that's what you need. That's important.
I added them all up, divided it into the amount I had to pay, and it came out to like $15 per 1,000. And I asked tax collector, and she goes, oh, yeah, they'll fix it next time. No one fixes anything.
No,
like,
no, you. I wouldn't.
Like,
I wouldn't go by
that.
Yeah, you. I would. I hate to say it. You have to be your own advocate. You really do. It's like with the doctor's office. You have to advocate. Go in and find out why it went up. I mean, ask the town administrator. I think that's probably part of her job.
Well, the tax guys.
The assessor.
That's an assessor, right? But if he has a correct assessment, and it's divided. Wrong. It's the mathematically it's wrong. He doesn't go to the assessor. The assessor is correct.
Okay,
he needs to go to.
So who makes the tax bills? The town administrator?
The tax collector.
No, the tax collector.
How mathematically can it be wrong if everything's in the computer?
You enter the tax rate.
Exactly.
12.34.
I mean, it's.
But is it possible the paperwork doesn't match what the computer
is
saying?
Yes.
Apparently.
And that's when you. Yeah. We had 19 properties that it flip flopped them. There were properties that were this year. Let me give you something easy. It was assessed for $500,000, and last year it was assessed for $500. So the computer or the program or the programmer, whatever, made a mistake, and they flip-flopped it like 90-10.
Mm-hmm.
And that happened to like 19 different properties.
Wow.
It also happened to some... that people that weren't in the 19 that people haven't complained about.
Well, I was going to say, did they identify all of those, or only because somebody came forward and said, this doesn't seem to be right?
Well, I came forward as one, because it was the 500,000, 50, I mean, 500 is a good example of something personal. But we don't know, and we asked that Monday night. We don't know if everybody that things have been messed up on the computer or whatever have been addressed. We know of the 19 that were huge, huge problems.
And was that all determined because somebody went through line by line and identified them?
We're hoping. That's the assessor's job. Both.
Okay.
I think probably because all the people came forward and they were like, wait a minute, it was charged at 90%, not 10%.
Yeah.
Previously, we were not at 100% valuation, and now we are.
Mm-hmm.
So it went down to $12 and something instead of
18.
Right. This is just my own personal opinion. The most important paper you can have is your assessment sheet. And it goes back every year, and it tells you what you had a year ago. It tells you what you had the year before that. And it lists all the things. Some people, they'll add a kitchen. They don't have
right.
it.
Right, yes.
And you have to stay on top of that, because the assessors don't, they don't go in. From what I understand, they didn't go into a lot of places this year, this time.
Like they assume there's a bedroom, or they assume a whole basement's finished, one's only partial basement. They don't know your plumbing.
A lot of times they don't pick up things that are done either.
Yeah, no, I remember looking at my driveway because my driveway is an extra large driveway, and then I look at other people's and it's like their driveway is way bigger than mine. Why am I doing this?
And that's what you know what you do. You take pictures. I mean, I hate to take pictures, and you attend that meeting that he had, April something.
Yeah,
I know. But I mean, I would, and again, we got to think about how we're voting.
Okay.
So the other thing that happened was another town over from us, someone input the data wrong. So instead of being 16 cents, it was $16. So you can imagine how people would get a bill and like, whoa, what is this? Mm. So it's possible that the data is wrong in our tax system.
Human interaction.
Yeah. The computer's only as smart as who's feeding it.
Well, yes, no. But no, my bill.
And people make mistakes. I mean, that's just a human thing.
But you get the bill and you have a heart attack.
Yeah.
And I realize it's because we voted for everything.
I guess I should have
been my tax bill was my December one was over $1,000, and I just looked at this one and
boy. Mine went down $200.
Shush.
Okay.
I don't want to go to my mailbox today, but that was December.
No, I already got mine.
I already got mine. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't go to my mailbox.
Are we ready? We're done with revenue. Yes. Can we go to expenditures?
Yep.
Oh, are we. Mm-hmm. These aren't the rest of the questions.
Oh,
from the meeting.
Oh, you still have more questions? I thought you were done. I'm sorry.
No, I'm. There was questions on the Comcast contract.
Oh yeah.
And I incorrectly told you it was 3 years, which I thought it was. Mm-hmm. I have a copy of it. It's a 10-year agreement. Mm. I don't have the signed copy. She gave me this big thing here. And it must be because I'm looking for Comcast, and I guess they're under Infinity now.
Xfinity is that's Comcast, yeah.
Yeah, so she gave me all of this. I don't know why, but I don't see a signed contract anywhere.
When is 10 years up?
Not till 20. I looked that up, too.
1828.
It started in 2028. So that's coming along.
3 years.
So if you guys, if people wanted to rally for something, that gives them enough time to get things or warrants on the.
Is that how it works? It would be a warrant on
the. I would do a warrant March ballot. Because I think we'll get a lot of support there, too. And then if the community votes for it.
Would we get revenue from the other?
Well, that would be a deal.
Yeah,
I think that's something that should be explored ahead of time. If there's three, what is there, Fios?
Fidium,
Fios, and what's the third?
Verizon.
Well, Fios is Verizon, I think. There's Fidium is Consolidated, and then I can't remember. Third.
I know, I can't remember it either.
There's
Fios
a few options
one
in town
is
around
either
now.
Either Verizon or. And the other one is Consolidated.
Yeah, because Josh, you were talking about something.
Yeah, I was.
I couldn't remember.
I had raised that question about the cable feed, which has been rectified.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's that. Let me see what else was on there. Oh, school. Oh, why won't the school get Zoom? That was just, that's a personal question.
Because we got what we got.
Is the school getting a refund for bus situations?
It's still with legal.
Sped questions, and it's around minute 26.5 on the tape, so you can maybe go to that. There were several sped questions.
I have some answers. If you want to get that one, we go over to school.
Yeah, yeah, probably. And then, yeah, Pinkerton, tuition amount, sped, regular ed. Number 9 was money used from sped trust, when, what, and why, because it's already been taken out. Okay, that's it.
Okay, that's Steph, why don't you go ahead and answer the questions from last?
So, as of the answer I got for the trust fund was the end of December of 2024, the fund was $224,939. We have not spent any. It doesn't show any, you know, it shows the beginning balance the prior year, doesn't show any expenditure on it.
That's the SPED?
That is the SPED trust fund. We have not tapped into that.
But since it's established, you have.
Not last year.
Not last
nothing's
year.
Changed. I mean, I don't think in the 9 years I've been on the board we've spent any of it.
Well, that's not much either.
30.
Yeah, that's in our
37.
Huh. Our sheet with all the trust funds.
Pinkerton tuition is $17,226. The SPED line 5111 is a new BCBA that was not budgeted in the salary. It's a behavior specialist. So they moved it from a contracted service to a hired position, and we saved about $30,000 in the retirement, and that all was in there. Oh, and I found a question I had on my own. In maintenance, we were over line 5430, and that is because we've had to use a service. We've been trying to hire custodians, but we haven't had much luck with that, so we had to use a service to clean. And I believe that is it.
Okay. Good. Okay. So we'll go to the regular reports. The town expenditure report.
We have the year-to-year expenditure report.
What's that?
Which report?
Yeah, year-to-year expenditure comparison. BCON. Any questions on that one?
See anything on my end yet.
Oh, I see which one.
And the bottom line looks good for being halfway through.
Yeah, 55% remaining. Okay, we're good on that. All right. Any other questions on the revenue report? I think we already talked about that one, unless somebody has additional questions. And then we have the report of the trust funds.
Town office maintenance, I forget.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What?
That? We voted on that the other day.
Yeah.
The selectmen did, yeah.
Oh, you're going to use some out of the fund?
Mm-hmm.
Because they didn't use any out of the fund for the doors.
No, is it the floor? What? Oh, the police department. The floor's upstairs.
Oh, okay.
Isn't that what it was?
Yeah.
Okay, any questions on that? Okay, then we can move on to the school. So, what is this one? This is the revenue report from the school. The first one. I'm looking at the one, this short one here.
Yeah, because they just have the rest of this month. Because you end in June.
Maybe it's May.
And so, you'll probably make it.
Yeah. Any question on the revenues? No. Okay, then we have the town, the school expenditure report. So we always look at the bottom line, right? $279,000. So, Stephanie, do you have any idea about the encumbrances?
We're meeting on Saturday morning at 8 a.m., so we will... We'll have a better idea of unexpected revenue and a better idea of where we're at.
Okay.
So, if I guess, I might say 200 back to the town.
Yeah. Okay. I'm trying to remember. This was not a default budget, was it?
It was.
It was a default budget?
But we were able to sped, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Ebbs and flows.
Okay.
Good change in that, you know, at the state level.
We're good for 25, 26 federal grants.
They're not letting, for default budgets, it's going to be very accurate. You're not going to be able to throw things in there that you could in the past for default budgets. Because sometimes they're lower than the regular budget because of the way they work things.
But they have to remember, so like when we budgeted last year, it was for school year.
Yeah, that's high.
Yeah.
25, 26, and you have to budget for the students that you have now.
Mm-hmm.
So, what we had now, and then they move in and out throughout the year.
Yeah.
We just got 17 new identified children.
It's in our water.
With the child fund. But she said that we will be able to handle it within the budget that we have now.
Are these like
child fines?
Three-year-olds, 4-year-olds? Are they already
three,
in school?
Three, four, five. They start at what, three?
Three.
They're between ages three and kindergarten.
Okay.
But she said we should be able to handle it with the staff that we have now.
So has there been any more enrollments? I think last time we were at 40.
Yes. For kindergarten, not yet, but there's 25 new students in this fall versus last fall.
Okay.
Even with the kindergarten moving in and eighth grade moving out.
So. That's with the high school moving lower. That's with the high school lowered number.
What do you mean a lowered number?
It's much less than it was last year.
She projected who the eighth graders were.
Okay.
Currently, what the tuition would be when they all moved to high school.
Yeah.
It just happens that Pinkerton tuition $17,266.
Go to UNH. Just skip right over it.
That's 30 grand there.
Is it really?
Yeah.
You just paid it?
No, I've just been budgeting for it.
Okay, any questions on the expenditure report? Okay. Any other issues that we want to discuss tonight? Now, we oftentimes cancel our July meeting. So, how do people feel about canceling July?
Is there anything we need that's urgent that we need to do between now and July?
And the selectmen were asked to start it earlier, start the budgeting thing earlier. So that we're not caught up. At Monday night, I asked that when I gave the report. And I don't know if there was any reply.
No.
I don't,
yeah. Okay. But they normally,
hold their presentation meeting in September, correct?
Yes, always when we reach the beach.
So,
the same day.
If they just submit it sooner, right?
We can hold the meeting sooner.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just have to let the department heads know. It's going to be kind of like the school, how you have to project a year and a half ahead of time. But that's okay, at least we get it done in time. I hate rushing around at the last minute.
Mm-hmm.
Makes it very stressful for everyone.
Yes. So are you saying in favor of canceling July or not?
Oh yeah, I'm sorry, yeah. Yes. I'm in favor of canceling whatever you want.
I'll motion that.
I don't want to cancel the budget
Josh
committee.
Josh will second that.
Okay, so Steve made a motion and Josh seconded.
Sorry.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay.
Oh, he's raising his hand, I guess.
Oh yeah, did Brian have any questions?
Yeah.
No, I figured just raising my hand
is worth. Yeah, we saw you. Okay. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Steve makes a motion.
I'll second it.
Bill seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Have a lovely evening, everybody.
You too.
Yeah, just so you